1-800-VOLUNTEER.org.
Hello, my name is Andrew W.K., and every day you have to give it all. You have to always go full steam, and you might get tired of living like this, but you have to do things this way. That might sound a little bit repetitive, to say the least, and that, too, might sound repetitive, but it is all true and necessary to live, and if you really want to live, there's certainly a difference between living and existing and growing and changing and learning and dieting and dumping and hollering and yelling and screaming and bursting and busting. You name it, he was doing it. This is WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
And you're listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, 88.3 on the left-hand side of FM dial, and WCBN.org on the World Wide Web. I'm Paul, this is The Answer Isn't the Beat, here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m., and online at theanswerisintthebeat.net. And I'm doing a three-hour tribute to the late, great Peter Christopherson of Coil and Throwing Your Soul in Psychic TV. So what do we hear in that set? We just heard Coil with Cold Cell from the Ape of Naples, which was the posthumous release after John Balance passed away. We heard a couple of Psychic TV songs. We heard Caress from Force, the Hand of Chance, and The Orchids from Dreamsless Suite. We heard Coil remixing Psychic Warriors of Gaia. The track was Crack from the History of Psychic Phenomena double CD. Throbbing Gristle with the entirety of Side 2 from the Heathen Earth album. Threshold House Boys Choir with A Time of Happening from the album Form Grows Rampant, and that's what we heard. I'm going to start this set off with another really long track. This is Throbbing Gristle with the first track from the first annual report, which was unreleased for a long time until it was finally released. Let me check. First annual report. I guess it just came out in 2001, but it was recorded in 1975. So, yeah. But this is a track called Very Friendly. And once again, you are listening to The Answer Isn't the Beat here on WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor. Stay tuned. Yes. Let's try this again.
An ordinary day in Manchester.
Manchester. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley drinking German wine. She slept very well. They used to give her 3 second off every night with her cocoa. Brady put on his best clothes and his blue suede shoes, and he decided to go out with Myra Hindley as it was 6 months and one of those special days. So Myra Hindley put on a dark wig and drove Ian Brady to the mainline station. And whilst he stayed in the car, Ian Brady went cruising on the platform. Same night, Edward Evans was also getting dressed in his best. And his mother, who didn't know that he was a little bit inclined to the young men, wished him well as he slicked his hair and put on his winkle pickers. And he went down to the mainline station. He waited for about an hour and he was beginning to think there wasn't going to be any trade that night. And then somebody came towards him wearing blue suede shoes, and it was Ian Brady. And he introduced himself. He said, "Hi, my name's Ian. I saw you down at the Viking last week." "Why don't you come back to my place and we can drink some German wine. I've got a car around the corner. My sister's there. She'll drive us back. Tony and Hyde, it's not too far. If it gets late, you can always stay the night." Dear Brady and Myra Hindley, Ian Brady and Myra Hindley, very friendly. So Edward Evans and Ian Brady went to the car, and Myra Hindley drove them back to the little council house. Said hello to the dog when they went in the front door. And her mother was still asleep upstairs. And she made some excuses and switched on the TV set. And it was This Is Your Life with Eamon Andrews interviewing Sir Stanley Matthews. And she went in the kitchen, said she wanted to make some sandwiches for work tomorrow. And Ian Brady and Edward Evans sat on the sofa. And Ian Brady started to play with Edward Evans' fly. And he got a bottle, a couple of glasses, and right underneath the photograph of Myra Hindley's mother, they started to drinking German wine. And Myra Hindley went over up the road to see David Smith and Maureen Hobo, her sister. But David Smith didn't have a shirt on and he was drinking tea with his wife. They had the TV set on too. It's all in the game. Sony information. And she said to David Smith, why don't you come back to our place, David? We got something rather special to show you. He said, okay, let me just put on my jacket. And they both set off. Walking through the night. Walking through Hyde to their little house. One side of the house. Looking out onto the board. They knocked on the door. But he was used to that because Ian Brady had some funny habits. Ian Brady and Myra Hindley.
Outside, into the street, they didn't know
we're gonna meet it with Mrs. Bradley walking her dog, a little white poodle, and Mrs. Martin going to Lloyd's Bank to clean the waste paper basket. And they went quickly up the road till they got to the red telephone box. And when they got to the telephone box, David Smith gave Momo the knife and said, "You wait behind here while I ring them." And then he went inside the phone box and he dialed 9 9 9. The rather fat police sergeant who was trying to finish checking his football pool heard the phone ring and he said, "Oh shit," and he put down his mug of tea, which had a coronation picture of the Queen on it, and he picked up the phone. And when David Smith heard the policeman answer and say, "Yes, what do you want?" He told him and he said, "There's been a murder." "There's been a murder." "There's been a
very friendly. December 9th at 7 p.m.
With our wolf, and a cast of thousands.
We'll discuss avant-garde, the boogers in your nose,
the
hair behind your knees, Museum of Art Commons,
the
glass box.
It's
free and brought to you by WCBN FM. Once again, it's alive. Face the music. December 9th at 7 p.m. at the UMMA Commons.
They're cats. America's most popular pets, but also the pet most likely to die prematurely from disease, poison, animal abuse, and collision with vehicles because many people let their cats roam freely. To protect your cats from harm, please keep them indoors. A safe cat is a happy cat.
And this is WCBN-FM in Ann Arbor, 88.3 on the left-hand side of your FM dial, and WCBN.org online. I'm Paul. The show is The Answers in the Beat, heard every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m., and also on theanswersinthebeat.net. So, yeah, I'm doing a tribute show to the late, great Peter Christopherson. We just heard a bunch of tracks from the first three Throb and Gristle albums, the Annual Report series, Weird Hamburger Lady from third and final report, Megadeth Studio from second annual report, and Very Friendly from the first annual report, which was not released until about 9 years ago. And it's still, I mean, try and find a copy of that anyway. All right, so it's time for some events info. There's not a whole lot. Wednesday, there's a author talk at the Graduate Library Room 100 Gallery at 5:30. Who is it? Joanne Leonard interviews photography and collage work with personal narrative to reveal the creative possibilities of feminist art. Thursday, December 2nd, the Anti-American Manifesto author talk at the Graduate Library Room 100 Gallery for free at 7 p.m. Ted Rall, political cartoonist talking about his career and recent book. Friday the 3rd, Orpheum Bell and Locke Labelle at the Arc. And Saturday the 11th, Tiny Expo at the Carrotown area from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Indie Arts and Craft Fair happening at the Braun Court in Carytown. And that's basically it. So I'm going to play this thingy if I can find it. Because, yeah.
Events information is brought to you by Current Magazine, Ann Arbor's entertainment monthly, available at many locations around town. Events info can be heard daily in the morning at 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
That's all right. So, I'm going to back to the music. I'm going to play a track from Coil from... this is a compilation called Secor. Came out in about 96. A lot of psych-ish bands... along with the usual, you know, Current 93, Nurse of the Wound, people like that. There's a lot of, all over the psych map. Everything from Cheryl Lamides, Flying Saucer Attack, Robin Hitchcock, Olivia Tremor Control. I guess this is some sort of benefit compilation. But the Coil track on here is called Lost Rivers of London, and it's really, really good. So I'm going to play it. Stay tuned to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
ghostly mist enveloped the earth, and up from the vapor's distance crept slowly the evening darkness. A sullen glow throbs overhead. Golden will-o'-the-wisps are threading their shadowy groupings of golden trees, and the dull, distant rumour of feverish London waits in the still night air. The lights of Hyde Park Corner blaze like some monster, gilded constellation, shaming the dingy stars. Across the east, there flares a sky sign, a gaudy crimson arabesque. And all the air hangs draped in the mysterious, sumptuous splendour of a murky London night.
Thank you. Jad Bear from Half Japanese, and you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.